It's late, and I ain't going to be but a second. I do want to read this. I was going to preach on the setting up of the church today. I hadn't got to preach on that in forever. I don't know how long it's been. But that's all right. God knows. We'll preach on it one of these days. But I was praying to be able to go through how the Lord, I believe the Lord set the church up on a mountain. I believe He gave it a start with a limited commission. He told them to go into the lost sheep of Israel, not to go unto the Samaritans or the Gentiles. And then the end, He gave it the great, what we call the Great Commission. He told them to go into all the world. But I thought about in the last 3 weeks a whole lot. I've seen a lot of people just look discouraged. You know, they want to see more in their revivals. In 3 weeks, as far as I know, I don't know how many has been saved. As far as I know, only one I know of that's got saved and united with the church and the ones I was in. And if I watch people and I watch y'all, seems like y'all get discouraged from time to time. And I know what you mean. I get discouraged. But I want you to know all we can do is plan and water and let God give the increase. But we need to make sure we plant and water. But anyway, these scriptures come to me, and I was hoping to finish with these scriptures, but that's all right. We'll just read them, and then maybe we will finish with them. And Ezekiel 33, very familiar scripture, and it said, "And again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him in their watch as for their watchman, and if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, he took the warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh the warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he taketh away his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me." Paul said in the 10th chapter of Romans, he said, "My heart's desire that all of Israel shall be saved." And then in the 16th verse, he said, "Who have believed our report?" That's what Isaiah said in the 53rd and the first chapter. Who hath believed our report? Our job, I heard, I believe it was Sister Lori's sister at Lafayette say one time, God had made her a watchman. And I agreed. I said, amen. He has made Hilltop Church a watchman. Our job is to sound the trumpet and warn them of the great sword that's coming. There's a wrath to come, people. And if they hear not, their blood is upon their own head. But if we don't sound the trumpet and if we don't warn them, their blood is upon our hands. So Jesus set up His church there in the mountain. He set it up with just a handful of corn. He first set in the apostles. 1 Corinthians 15 says they first set in the church apostles. And that's what He first set in it was apostles. And I want you to realize He gave them a commission and told them to go preach. Repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. And I want you to realize that's what we still preach today. So don't get discouraged, little church. God has always just took a handful and done great big things with it. And you know why he's done that? It's because he don't want us to think. He don't want Marty to think he done anything down there, because Marty didn't. He put Marty in the right place to do what God gave him to do that led somebody towards a church that could help him. We're the sound of trumpet. And if we're sounding a trumpet, we're sowing the seed, we're watering it, that's our job. So don't get discouraged when you don't see everything you want to see. Do your job. And that's what the Lord told me. Just do your job. Don't murmur and whine and complain about it. I am blessed. I got to go up there and work with Steve Skinner, probably one of the most knowledgeable preachers in this country. Then turned around, left there, and got to go down there and work with Brother David Corky, and probably the only preacher in the world, maybe bigger than I am. And his heart is big as that big old body. That dude, if you ain't never seen him, he's this tall and this broad. Just a great big old guy. Just full of heart. Just loved it. Just had a big old time. And then left there and got to go work with my former pastor, Brother Dean Dyer, and Brother Barry Bronner. How can you beat that? Only one way I know of is get to work with Brother Barry. I'm telling you, I love what I'm getting to do. She was talking about Brother Jerry. And I ain't saying Brad's better than Barry. Well, y'all go tell him if you want to. They've done everything they can to leave me out of everything this week. They was going to eat Thursday night at Tony's and nobody told me about it. Get over yonder, I get home changing clothes. Tony called and said, where you at? We're waiting on you to eat. I said, I'm at home. He said, well, we're at the house. You're supposed to come to eat. I said, nobody told me. Well, yesterday evening they was going to eat there in the fellowship hall. I believe G.W. Knight hadn't slept up and told it. They wouldn't have told me that time. But listen. We're blessed. And we're blessed to get to work with his brother. And I've just had a big old time. We're getting a little bit tired. But anyway, I was going to say, she was talking about Brother Jerry a while ago. And I was thinking about that Tennessee coffin. That's the first time I'd ever seen a Tennessee football coffin. And I used to go down there to those football games. And I'd watch them bust that tee. And I wondered what it'd feel like, you know. Come running out of there and bust that tee, go out there, you're going to run and jog, and you know how they do. One of these days, Brother Jerry's going to bust that tee. That old coffin's going to bust wide open. And he's going to bust that tee, and there ain't a player that ever busted the tee for Tennessee that's going to feel as good as what he. You come running out of there, 90-something thousand people cheering you on. Oh, you know it had to feel good. But he's going to come busting out of there, and there's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ and His church and all His people right there. And you're going to look up, and there they are. You talking about busting a tee, brother. Whoo, wait. I thought about that when you was talking a while ago, and I thought, man, a lie. Them boys ain't never seen nothing. You're talking about coming out of the tee. That's going to be ready there. Don't get discouraged, church. We got work to do. Keep sounding that trumpet. One of these days we'll hear that trumpet. John said in the 4th chapter of Revelation, I believe it's the first verse, he said, I heard a voice as if it was a trumpet. And I looked up and there was a door in heaven open. And you know what that voice said? It said, come up hither. David said, when I wake out of my sleep in thy righteousness, I will be satisfied in thy likeness. I want you to realize someday after a while, people, it's all going to be over and it's all going to be glory. Hang in there, little church. Hang in there. Just a handful of corn, just a little palm full is what he started it with. At the beginning, Hanging Rock Harlow, I preached on that here one time, I'll hush. Dang, a hanging rock holler up our crossroads. You can cross there. You can walk down there, and coming out of that branch, there's just a little out of the ground, little bitty strain about the size of your finger. Starts right there. You can go down there past Brother Marty Nims, their farm, and down yonder and go on down there to the gully holler, and you get down there, and it's big as a little creek. All through there, it's branched, and it come in. All through there, more and more come in until it's finally built up. I want you to know it goes into a long creek. And then Long Creek goes into Barren River. And Barren River goes on, goes a little further. It ends up in the Mississippi. And it ends up in the ocean. And it goes all around the world. And it started right yonder at the end of Hanging Rock Holler with a little stream about the size of your finger. His church started off with a handful. And it's gone all around the world. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. He said, all nations, he said, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. And all nations shall be gathered. I want you to realize, people, there's going to be some from everywhere someday. That's it. I'd like to went through it all. If you've never studied the setting up of the Lord's church, study that. I went, when I on my call to preach, and I'll hush. When I on my call to preach, I'd go everywhere. Revivals, everywhere. I was hoping somebody would preach on the setting up of the church. You know, I was wanting to know how it was done. I probably hadn't ever paid no attention. I'd probably heard it before, just didn't pay no attention. You're probably the same way if you ain't careful. But finally, when nobody wouldn't preach on it, God said, you study that. So I began to study, and I found out how the Lord set up His church. And it's a blessing to me. It's still a blessing to me today. We need to stand the right hand of church fellowship, Sister Bridget. And, I know we done have one handshake. This has been a different service. I've been to church a lot of times when weddings happen. But, well, I've seen one other engagement, Brother Michael. He didn't have the ring that night. I preached one night at Rocky Mound and went. I talked about how the Lord gave me Sheila and how I found her at the water fountain and went through all this stuff. You know how I went. Y'all heard it before, probably about 500 times. But I go through all that and little Wesley Pelly Joe was sitting back under dating this girl. And I reckon he gets all tore up and had it on his heart to marry this girl. And he gets up and proposes to her right there in the middle of the church. And he wasn't planning it, Brother Michael. And I thought, oh boy. They loved that boy to death. He was part of Rocky Mountain, been there all his life. And I thought, if she says no, they'll never have me back here again. But she said yes, too. And last year, about this time, I guess it was, I got to marry them over there on his granddaddy's farm. Y'all stay together. Lean on the Lord. Raise them children up in a godly home. That each one of them, I know at least one or two of them's done been saved. But I want those others to be saved also. So pray for them. Sister Bridget, you mind come up here and we'll pass around the right hand of church fellowship to you. Thankful to have her as a member of this church. Thank her for being patient and waiting on us. Waiting on the Lord. God bless you. Brother Larry.